good,
the bad,
and
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terrence Pillay.
And I'm quite sure that there was Cardi B in the previous song you just heard. There was some Cardi B there, I'm quite sure. But anyway, Terrence, good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
So Helen Ziller, what's up with that?
I'm so offended by this woman. Okay, before you go in there,
she was doing a good job for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Or were we just blind?
I think we were just blind.
Has she lost the plot, or did we just not know?
For people who don't know about the saga, let me just contextualize it for you, right? This Helen Ziller is once again in the eye of a political storm after posting another offensive tweet. Hmm. A Twitter user posted a video of an American woman talking about white privilege. Hmm. And Ziller entered into the conversation with an observation of her own and sparked a debate, hate from users around the country for her comments. Her tweet read, "Well, clearly you don't understand black privilege. It's about being able to loot a country and steal hundreds of billions and get reelected. If people want permanent poverty for the masses, they're going about it the right way. Hashtag black privilege." So Ziller ended the tweet with a hashtag that said black privilege, and the whole thing was about you can be corrupt, you can steal, you can do all these terrible things as the ANC, and you can get voted back into power, and that's black privilege. This is really stupid. First of all, the concept of black privilege does not exist. It only exists in the Chardonnay-infused minds of the Helen Zillers.
It does seem to be, there's this whataboutism that is spreading around the world, normally fueled by nationalists 100%. And isolationists, and it does seem to be from that sort of gene.
100%. The fact is, I don't know if Helen Ziller drunk tweets or not, but she certainly sounds like she does. So after the tweet emerged, Thule Madden Ziller responded saying, "Helen, retract your tweet. It's unacceptable." And I'm just paraphrasing here. And then there was this whole diatribe about the stupid tweet, the usual black Twitter responses. For me, what was interesting was that Nick Spall, who's an economist at Stellenbosch University, replied to the tweet, giving her a whole lot of stats around white privilege. He put up some graphs that show, for example, that only 5% of black people graduate university versus 23% of white males and 33% of white females that graduated. He also spoke about intergenerational privilege, land ownership, good education, and all the other things that make up that white privilege. Ziller then replied to that, saying that her own family were impoverished and escaped Nazi Germany with nothing, and yet they managed to prosper and build a good life and so on. Again, I'm paraphrasing. And Spall's reply was quite insightful in that he said that even as a Jewish person who had escaped persecution, she still had the privilege of being white in South Africa. And then he challenged her to an open debate on the subject, and she didn't respond. But the recent reports that I've read on the whole saga says she's unapologetic about it, despite receiving such a backlash on social media. But Helen Ziller, like Donald Trump, has a history of not engaging that filter from brain to keyboard and tweets whatever comes into her head. For a party that's lost a lot of votes in the most recent election, they haven't really learned much. Where they don't get votes seems to be among black people. So somebody like Helen Ziller is not doing the DA any favors. It shows a level of insensitivity to the issues and a political immaturity, as far as I'm concerned. The KZN DA leadership, as well as Musi Maimane himself, have gone on record saying that they want her chastised and she must apologize. And I think action is needed, as opposed to just letting her run her mouth whenever she wants. And I think she should really be issuing a disclaimer on her Twitter profile, because the link to her profile is to the DA website. So whether she's tweeting in her own capacity or not,
or as a party member,
she is a representative of that party. But I think we all need to be educated on the concept of privilege. And coming up, I'm going to tell you exactly what white privilege and what black privilege is.
All right, definitive.
Yeah.
All right, that's coming up.
The good,
the bad,
and
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terrence Pillay.
Most people would have thought that Helen would have learned from the colonial tweet, but she hasn't. It seems like this is the path that she wants to go down, and that's a debate for another day about whether the DA should take responsibility or whatever. But Terrence is talking, what you're talking about right now is there's so many white South Africans that don't actually appreciate that white privilege is a thing. It yeah. actually is. You individually, in the ad hoc case-to-case basis, might not feel that you have privilege, white privilege. But as an institution, as it really is a thing. And yeah. how do you explain that? How do you get people to accept that?
100%. You know, I think we need to educate ourselves on the concept of privilege, especially here in South Africa. Privilege is historical and intergenerational. And in this country, it's something that has come with whiteness as opposed to affirmative action or triple BEE and all those things that are meant to encourage and empower socioeconomically black people because of their historical disadvantage. That's not privilege.
Yeah.
That's reparations mm-hmm. and restoration, which is completely different. So you can't equate the two conceptually. Mm. You have two completely different things. It's not one is not the antithesis of the other. Mm. So you can have privilege in a sense that you have two black people and one could be more privileged because they, you know, they have things that enable them to do better in life. Their parents were educated. They live in a middle-class community. They go to good school. They have access to finance and housing and all those things that come with socioeconomic advantage. Mm-hmm. That would make them more privileged than someone who lived, say, in an informal settlement with poor education, with no access to credit, and all those things that make it easy to get ahead in this world. That's different. It's not intrinsic to our blackness, whereas privilege is intrinsic to our whiteness. The point is, people need to wake up to these facts, and Helen Ziller doesn't help the cause because we take the conversation forward and more people start to understand this historical advantage that we need to acknowledge, and then spews this drivel out there, and then we take three steps back. And we go back to being defensive, reactionary people who, you know, the thing is, we know that there's corruption. We know all of that. No one's saying that's right or acceptable. But her narrative is completely ridiculous. Someone should tell Zilla that the fact that the ANC got reelected has got nothing to do with blackness. I mean, Derek Harnicom is a member of the ANC. He was reelected. Is this now black privilege? He is part of the same political movement that's been tainted left, right, and center by corruption scandals. The fact that they won the election is because they ran a good campaign. Cyril Ramaphosa convinced the nation, or the majority at least, I think it was something like 57%, that they had learned from their past ills and they are going to do better. And 57% of the population believed them and said, okay, we'll give you a chance for the next 5 years. That's how politics works. It's really unfortunate that people who are in positions of leadership somehow manage to stoop to this kind of base, knee-jerk, reactionary conversations. And comments like Silla's do nothing more than fuel paranoia and hysteria, as far as I'm concerned.
It didn't help that the previous administration played people up against each other as far as this is concerned.
Not at all.
You know, that you know, it's not nice for you to play the race card when we're really concerned about corruption and how things should be done.
100%.
All right, so hopefully we press reset and we can actually get down the road of reparations and put privilege behind us, at least here in South Africa.
Yeah, but corruption and a fast track to wealth because you're in politics is not privilege.
Yeah, it's corruption.
It's corruption.
Right. Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Terrence.
South Africa's number one breakfast show.
According to the Liberty Radio Awards 2019.
East Coast Breakfast.